Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the Uncommon Teen Podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week, we talk about real life issues that you are facing every day and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who you are. We'll talk about issues like making friends, how to avoid toxic relationships, feeling lonely, and understanding that you have a purpose, and so much more. I'm your host, Amy Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. Have you ever felt rejected or unwanted? I think most of us can probably say that we have. I know I have. I remember being in sixth grade and there was a girl, Rachel, and she made it her life goal to make my life as miserable as possible. I was the shy girl, so I'm not so sure why I was the one that was targeted, but I remember one time in class when one of the most popular boys in my grade confronted me in front of the whole class and accused me of spreading a rumor saying that I was his girlfriend. Come to find out later, Rachel had made this rumor up just to see what he would do. It made me feel invisible. It made me feel worthless. And honestly, I began to believe that I was worthless and that nobody liked me. That was clearly a lie from the enemy, but I believed it. Another time when I was in 10th grade, it was my 16th birthday and I was so excited to get to school to see my friends. However, when I got to school, all of my friends acted like they were mad at me. They wouldn't even say a word to me, like the whole day. They wouldn't even tell me why they were so mad at me, what I had done wrong. And honestly, it was a very hard day for me. I felt so rejected by my friends. I felt so unwanted. These were my closest friends. We finally got to the end of our class for the day, and one of my friends said she was sorry for the way she was acting and asked if I wanted to come to her house after school. I agreed. When I showed up at her house, do you know what happened? All of my friends were there and were throwing me a surprise party. They told me they decided not to talk to me because they didn't want to accidentally give it away. Even though they apologized, it still hurt. I still began to believe those lies. Those lies that I began to believe when I was in sixth grade came back to the surface. Maybe you felt rejected or unwanted, maybe by somebody in your family, maybe by some close friends. Maybe you're not amazing at sports or popular. So anytime that you are split up in teams in gym class, you're the last one chosen. Maybe you felt rejected because you don't have the top name brand clothes that everybody else wears and people make fun of you or point you out. Rejection is painful, no matter what the cause is. It can put us in a dark place that seems like there's no way out. I don't want you to feel that way. I don't want you to feel worthless just because of what somebody else thinks about you or says about you. Rejection by others does not define your true worth. Only God can do that. But those feelings are real. So what can we do when we're fighting those feelings of rejection or like we're not wanted? Especially when sometimes we can't really change the circumstances and have to face that same rejection every day. I know that was me growing up. I didn't have a very good home life. I never heard the words, I love you, until my mom told me for the very first time when I was in college. That hurts. That's a rejection that I had to face every single day. So what do we do? The most important thing that we can do first is get alone with God. He loves you so much. And he tells us that he has given us his Holy Spirit to comfort us. What that means is that when you made Jesus the Lord of your life,
the Holy Spirit lead you in peace. If you haven't given your life to Jesus, I encourage you, download the Uncommon Teen app. It's both on iPhone and Android, and click on the Next Steps tab. Right there will show you how you can make Jesus the Lord of your life so you can have this same peace that we're talking about. See, John 14:27, Jesus speaking, he says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as this world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Jesus gave us his very own peace. See, this world, while it's going crazy and chaotic, and while it's pointing out flaws and all kinds of craziness, you can have a peace on the inside of you. It doesn't matter what they say, because God says that you are loved. Jesus gave you his peace, but you need to receive it. What that means is trust that God has your back. Trust that he's not ever going to leave you, that he is never going to reject you. Rest in that truth. All you need to do is just take a deep breath, step back, and then consider what's really going on. With those people who have rejected you or made you feel unwanted, ask yourself, what's really going on in their hearts? Most likely, they're feeling rejected and unwanted themselves, and so they're trying to make others around them feel that way so that they can feel better about themselves. This is a great time to pray for them. Pray that God shows his love to them in a way that changes their hearts, that opens their eyes to what they're doing so that they're not making others feel bad. God cares about you so much. Isaiah 26:3 tells us that God will keep us in perfect peace when we keep our mind on him, because we trust him. So when we trust God and we focus on what he says about us, we can be in perfect peace. And if you are feeling rejected or unwanted, I want to encourage you to talk to an adult who loves the Lord and is somebody that you can trust. If you don't feel like you have someone like that, please reach out to me. You can DM me on Instagram, or you can email me at uncommonteenministry@gmail.com. I am here for you. Then the second thing you need to do is cast your cares on the Lord. 1 Peter 5:7, in the Amplified Classic version of the Bible, it says, "Casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately, and he cares about you watchfully." That's pretty incredible. He so loves you. But how do you cast your cares? When those thoughts of rejection start to creep in, cast your cares by stopping those thoughts as soon as they try to enter into your mind. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, "Bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." God says that he chose you to be his daughter. So guess what? That thought that you're rejected and unwanted has to go, because it does not line up with what God says. You're bringing your thoughts into the obedience of Christ. You're lining up your thoughts with what God says about you. You know, each week on this podcast, we say the phrase, "I am beautiful, I am valuable." My beauty and my value, they don't change, even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. That's true. That's why I have you speak it. Your value does not change because of the way somebody is acting towards you, because of the way somebody's treating you, because of the way that somebody is pointing you out and making fun of you. Your value doesn't change. You are valuable. However, in order to know what God says about you so that you can bring your thoughts into captivity to the obedience of Christ, you have to know what the Bible says, right? So I encourage you, open your Bibles this week to Ephesians chapter 1. Grab a notebook. And as you go through Ephesians chapter 1, I want you to write down every single thing that God says about you. He says that you're chosen. He says that he adopted you. He says that you are blessed. So get in there and find out what God says about you. And another way to cast your care is to find somebody who loves God, who has a strong relationship with the Lord, who will stand by your side, who will speak words of encouragement to you when you're feeling down, who will pray with you. If you don't feel like you have anybody like that, please reach out to me. I am here for you.
And then I want to end with the lyrics from a song called Wanted by Danny Gokey. And if you don't know the song, I highly, highly encourage you to look it up. Now, he is singing this song from God's perspective to you, and it says, "If you could see it through my eyes, you'd know that you are wanted. And if you let my love inside, I'll show you that you're wanted. You're more than all your darkest moments. You're defined by what I see. You're my reflection. You're my treasure. You're my heartbeat. Oh, child, you belong to me. Not rejected, not unwelcome. You're wanted. Not abandoned, not forgotten. You're wanted." Let those words sink in. You are wanted.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Uncommon Teen Podcast. I am so incredibly blessed and honored that I get to walk this journey with you. But before we go any further, as we say every single week, I want you to repeat after me, and I encourage you to close your eyes as you speak this and choose to believe it with all your heart, because it's more true than you even know. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. Again, thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Uncommon Teen Podcast.
If you have not subscribed to the Uncommon Teen Podcast, please do so now. That would be a huge blessing to me. Also,
I want you to know that I am getting your prayer requests, and I am praying for you all every single day. Know that you can reach out to me. If you get on the app, there is a tab that says prayer request. You can click on that. You can send your prayer request to me. You can have me reach out to you, and know that when I reach out to you, it is me that's reaching out to you. You're not getting some random person that you don't know. It is me who reaches out to you directly, and I'm here for you. All right, so a couple of quick announcements before we go. Number one, our Android app is finally up and going again. Praise God. And also, the second one is this. Mark your calendars for Monday, June 21st, because the doors to our God Confident Girls course will be opening up. I'm so excited. We are going to be having our next round of the God Confident Girls course starting on July 11th. So you want to make sure to mark your calendars for June 21st. I will be sharing more about what the God Confident Girls course is in the upcoming weeks. So be on the lookout. All right, ladies, that's all I have. Have a wonderful week, and we will see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And He really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you. And I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.